The Alzheimer's Association estimates that there are over 66,000 caregivers for those suffering from the disease here in Hawaii. It can be a rewarding experience, but it can also be challenging. Anyone caring for someone experiencing memory and cognitive loss knows it's important to be up to date with best practices and the resources that are available out there to help. That's why the Alzheimer's Foundation of America is holding a free virtual educational conference for Hawaii residents tomorrow. The conversation's Russell Subiono talked to one of the scheduled speakers. Gary Powell is with the Caregiver Foundation, a nonprofit based in Pearl City.
So the mission of your organization, the Caregiver Foundation, the mission is to provide practical and emotional support to seniors, disabled adults, and their caregivers. And you're a local nonprofit, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And so I imagine that your mission also includes Alzheimer's sufferers and their caregivers living in Hawaii. What are some of the biggest challenges caregivers in Hawaii face today?
Like caregivers in most parts of the world, the biggest challenge is being able to maintain their own health and to have time for themselves in and among all of the duties associated with caregiving.
In today's current situation with the pandemic, has it changed drastically? I mean, with the social distancing, has it had a significant impact on caregivers?
It certainly has. For those who are caring for people in their own homes, it's complicated being able to take them out or have them participate in adult day programs. For those that have their loved ones in a facility or a foster home, the ability to go and visit has been severely curtailed. So they've had to get very creative. And when you're working with someone that has dementia, they don't understand very often this pandemic and the restrictions that it requires. So they end up feeling that they've been abandoned. So it's very difficult for both sides.
And the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, their Educating America Tour virtual conference, that's coming up on Thursday, February 25th. This is a free virtual conference that will give participants an opportunity to ask questions of health, caregiving, and legal experts. What are some of the most common questions you get from first-time caregivers?
Common questions? One of the first questions is, how am I going to afford to do this? So financial considerations are huge in caregiving. Secondly, although there are lots of resources in Hawaii, different types of services, different types of benefits, they aren't coordinated very well. So it's very difficult for someone to provide care and at the same time try to hunt down everything that could help them. So that is another question that we get is, where can I find, or what is this? Is there any kind of help?
That's something that your foundation is able to do. Is that part of the assistance that you provide?
Yes, it is. Okay. We both provide the services of coordinating someone's care and handling all that running around and research and frustration, or we can try to find a resource for a specific need and do a referral.
A few of the topics that will be discussed during the conference include an overview of Alzheimer's disease and legal planning. You'll also be speaking at the conference. The title of your seminar is Deciding for One Who Cannot. Can you give us a little preview of what you'll be covering?
I will be glad to. Deciding for One Who Cannot covers the tricky areas of making decisions for your loved one, whether those are day-to-day decisions or whether they're legal decisions, financial decisions. It helps look at the practicality of it and things that have to be in place, but it also looks at the moral and the responsible way of making decisions. It's a very good look into ourselves to see if we're prepared for someone to make decisions for us, and it helps when you're faced with making decisions for mom and dad or auntie or someone in your care. A lot of times those decisions tend to be what we decide. And this talk that I'm doing will help you kind of step back and look at making the decisions based on the person you are caring for. So it's a great, easy, upbeat type of a program. It's not a downer. It's just helping everybody look and get prepared so that if you have to face this part of life, you'll face it with a little more confidence and a little less stress.
I grew up here, and I get the sense that Hawaii is a special place in terms of multi-generational families and adult children caring for their parents. Do you know the numbers on what percentage of our population are caregivers as opposed to maybe another part of the country? Are we pretty high, or are we a state that has a lot of caregivers?
The last figures I saw put individuals at about 60% of the population that are either providing care or involved in someone's care. That's not that far off from the rest of the nation. If you were to break it into personal care versus professional care, we're definitely higher on the personal care, primarily because of an economic restriction. We don't have as much money as it takes to provide good care to someone. In the mainland, you have many, many more options for care. But Hawaii is unique in another way. We expect to take care of our loved ones. We're not expecting them to go off on their own on some iceberg somewhere. We want them with us. We want them close. One of the problems that caregivers face is we have a hard time accepting the fact that for those who are aging, caregiving responsibilities are a way of kind of saying goodbye.
I imagine the spirit of caregiving here probably ties into a lot of the types of cultures that reside here. Do you see a connection between?
I do, yes. Okay. That's definite, especially from the, I don't want to say less developed, I don't know another way to say it, but societies that are not as economically advanced, perhaps, as the United States, tend to have a higher level of personal care in the family. Those folks coming here and the second generations here maintain that type of feeling. Unfortunately, we see as those generations go on, it becomes less and less something that people are expecting to do.
One last question, Gary. What's the most important thing a caregiver should know? I imagine that there's just a lot of information out there. I imagine that taking on a caregiving role can be a pretty significant change to someone's life. What's the most important thing you think a caregiver should know?
Well, one of the things that often comes up in the support group is the idea that you're not alone in this. I think that's the most important thing. Be able to reach out, ask for help, learn how to join our support group or someone else's, and be able to access resources and know that others are going through the same thing you are. It helps that sense of isolation.
Thank you so much for your time, Gary.
Thanks very much. Take care.
That was our Russell Subiano talking with Gary Powell, founder and executive director of the Caregiver Foundation. You can still register to attend tomorrow's free virtual conference. Go to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's website or click on the link on our conversation page of our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.